Hi, Sam. Welcome to the Event Planner TV studio.
Thank you for having me.
You're one of the speakers at the Fresh conference here in Turnhout in Belgium. That's also the reason why you're here.
Correct.
You had your first session this morning.
How did it go? It was, I think it was great. It was, everyone's told me they really enjoyed it. I was opening the conference, so
what an honor.
Little bit of pressure to, you know, start with a nice high energy. We're often used at the start and the end of conferences to kick things off in a great energy and set the tone for the event, and then at the end to finish on a high note.
You brought a guitar, so I'm guessing you have to do something with music?
I do. Yeah, we Song Division use music and the science behind music to help organizations bring their teams together, help them bond, engage them, enrich their organizational culture through music experiences mm-hmm. that we've designed that are all about helping to reinforce the messages of the event. So, for example, that might be for 400 people for a pharmaceutical conference where at their sales kickoff, we'll write original songs about, mm-hmm. we'll get them to write their own original songs about their company, about their 12-month strategy, about their targets. We'll facilitate the creation of an original song. It might be a company celebrating what they've achieved this year at their Christmas party. So we'll come and help them create an original song about that. So just using music as a powerful mm-hmm. communication tool.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And you're actually doing a song on Fresh too.
I'm doing a Fresh. We're going to create a Fresh anthem. So we started this morning. I had my opening half of my session, which my session's called, pardon me, is called Creating a Culture of Innovation. Mm-hmm. And the session is about how music and songwriting requires what we call three C's, mm-hmm. creativity, collaboration, and communication. And if we can help foster these three C's, we can help to create a culture of innovation in any industry, in any workplace, and any organization. So we work through each C. Each communication, collaboration, creativity is a different exercise with the audience. And by the end of the session, I have a completely original song created that the audience wrote. So we're halfway through. So this morning we came up with the music and we started workshopping what the words will be about. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow to finish the conference, they will take those words and they will write some poems and we'll pick the best poems and I'll make them into a verses and chorus and then I'll teach the audience the song and then we will all get up and perform it to finish the conference.
But it's also very scary for you. Because
no, not for me.
No?
For me, it's not scary. I've been working for Song Division for 12 years and I've been singing professionally. I started singing with Opera Australia when I was 7 years old. So I enjoy it. I feel more at home on stage than I do, you know, at networking events or yeah. So
yeah, but you also don't know what the outcome will be.
We don't know. We never know. That's why I love my job. It's a different song every time, but we have a very very well worked process that we've been perfecting. We always perfecting for the last 15. The company's 16 years old. So the process ensures that the end result will be something which is on message and sounds great generally.
Because with such a large group, how do you start?
So the first thing we do, which we did this morning, is we talk about, first thing we did was a communication exercise. So I asked everyone to turn to the people next to them and tell them the first concert they ever attended and the first album that they ever owned. So for me, it was I went to see Billy Joel and Elton John together in 1997, and my first album was Bryan Adams' Greatest Hits. Mm-hmm. I don't know, what do you remember yours?
I think it was Queen, but
oh, wow.
I'm not sure.
First concert or first album?
Album.
Okay.
Album. Concert? I don't remember the concert. I think it was the Night of the Proms, and I don't know whether you know that.
Yeah.
It's in Belgium, a concert where we have a classical
André
orchestra.
André Rieu?
Not André Rieu, but something similar. A classical orchestra with, and I think it was back then. Oh, what band was it? Yeah, I forgot.
Okay, so that we do that. That's we do that exercise to get people talking and create energy in the room, and also to see who's actively present in the conversation mm-hmm. and who's engaged and who's listening to the other person, because communication can be The problem a lot of organizations have is that the communication could be the issue, that the senior leaders aren't listening to the employees, or they're not, and the employees aren't feeling that their opinions are being validated. So that's an exercise to promote that. And then the next exercise is around creativity, and we ask and the idea that creativity is about one simple idea and a yes mentality. Mm-hmm. So we ask if anyone in the audience knows how to play two chords on the guitar. So today a young man called Mark put his hand up, so he came up onto the stage and I asked him to just start playing some chords that he liked. Mm-hmm. And so he played like a G, D chord, like a, that was a, so that becomes the chord progression for the song that we are going to create, because the idea is it's about one idea and a yes mentality. So those chords will become the base of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can change that style. We could do, okay, what about we get the audience to vote on what style they want the song to be. So we could go, what about if we do those chords like a reggae style? Like, so we can do diff, we can play, you know, we can make it a bit more funky, like, or like a country bluegrass version. So the audience gets to choose the style of the song. And then we talked about...
And what, is it done by foot or...?
Yeah, literally show of hands, or if there's an application, they can vote. And often when I'm doing these events for big companies and big organizations, I have a live band on stage. So I have a band with me, and these are musicians that tour with Michael Bublé and Florence and the Machine. So they're all full-time touring musicians. That are on stage with me, so they can play disco, heavy metal, punk, and then the audience votes. And then we talk about why are we here. So today the messages were around what do you want to achieve over the next 3 days or two days? So inspiration, learning, knowledge, fun, networking. So those words would go on the screen. And then we also said, what does fresh mean to you? Mm-hmm. So fresh, so people would say unique or cool or unorthodox or unpredictable. So those words would then come up on the screen, and then we take those words, and tomorrow we will ask the audience to work in groups of four and write poems using those words. So maybe it will be, you know, I've come to fresh to have some fun, meet new people, get things done. Mm-hmm. Whatever they might be. So we'll take they'll work in their groups. We'll take all those poems and we'll read them out, and then I will help the audience arrange it. So maybe this is a verse one, where we are now, what we're looking forward to. And this is verse two, the end of the conference, what my favorite thing of the conference was. And then the chorus might be something just like very simple, like keep it fresh. Yeah, that's the best. It's a festival, it's best of all, it's fresh. So that might be just a very nice, repetitive, powerful phrase that we'll do over and over again. So I'm giving people an insight into what musicians actually do when they create a song, but I'm also letting them use the different part of their brain that gets them thinking creatively, that gets them out of the their self-defense mode, that gets them releasing oxytocin so that they're creating emotional bonds with their employees, with their colleagues. So like I said, there's a lot of science behind what we do, but it's incredibly engaging, it's incredibly fun, and people come up to me 5 years later and they can sing the song that we wrote from the conference.
You should come back tomorrow with the end results.
I would love to. Oh, I'm flying home at lunch because I've got an event tomorrow night in London, but normally I would love to do that. Normally I would come and I would play the song we wrote.
Okay.
Next time, if you have me again, I'll do it. And you know what I'll also do? I'll write a song about eventplanner.net.
Oh, that would be
lovely. So you could have your own little jingle.
Oh, great.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, sounds lovely.
If you'd like it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming over to the studio.
Not at all. I appreciate you having me. This is my first time in Belgium, and it's gorgeous. Turnout's beautiful.
What do you think of Turnout?
I love it. It's such a gorgeous little square, the market square. Lots of pubs, so that's good for me. I went to some jazz last night. We saw some jazz in the headspace.
Yeah.
Tonight we're going up the tower
The New Earth Front.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. I met some amazing people today at the conference, people that, you know, obviously event planners that would mm-hmm. work with us, so which is always nice. And I feel like people are getting to learn something different from me, so it's been great. I've been a friend of Martin's for now, a good 6 or 7 years from the industry, mm-hmm. and he's big supporter of Song Division and what we do, and we're big mm-hmm. supporters of the Meeting Design Institute and Fresh. So happy to be here.
Okay, Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.